We start on Parshas Vayakel Pekudei of Torah. Achrei Mez Kedush.
You ready?
Yep.
This week, I'd like to talk about the Haftorah of Acharei Mos Kedoshim. A little bit of time we spent going through the words of the Haftorah itself, and some of the time we'll be discussing exactly what are we doing. The Haftorah that the general Minhag Klal Yisrael to do this week is an argument between the poskim as to whether it is the Haftorah of Acharei Mos or the Haftorah of Kedoshim. Right? So there are different opinions. That's exactly what do we call it. There is a halacha brought in Siman Tov Chof Ches, which tells us that when we have a double sidra, the general rule is to do the Haftorah, only one Haftorah, and you do of the second of the two. Right? That's a good rule. It applies 4/7 of the time. The 3/7, Vayakhel Pekudei, as I've said before, we don't do Vayakhel or Pekudei. Whenever Vayakhel and Pekudei come together, we do neither. It's either Parashas Poro, as it was this year, or it's Parashas HaChodesh. We never do Vayakhel or Pekudei on Vayakhel Pekudei. Lovely anomaly. When Nitzav and Vayelech come together, which is an interesting point. What do we mean by Nitzav and Vayelech coming together? According to the Zohar HaKadosh, there are 53 Sedoros in the Torah. Pardon me for using words like Haftorah and Sedoros. I could help it, but I don't want to. There are 53 Sedoros in the Torah, because Nitzavim and Vayelech are one. It is interesting that we have split them up into being Nitzavim and Vayelech separately. You can see that. Our rule, as brought down in the Tiferes Yisrael, our rule is called, we say, I think it is, Bag Vayelech, so Bag HaMelech Pas Vayelech. The idea of pas is to split up. It's pas bag is a word that comes in Doniel. And we split the word into when Vayelech is bag, when Bag HaMelech, when Rosh Hashanah, the time of the Melech, is either bag, base or gimel, Monday or Tuesday, then it's on. Okay, I've got it. Okay. Yeah. Then whenever the two go together, whenever the two are separate, then you have some Vayelech will be separate if Rosh Hashanah is on a Monday or a Tuesday. And if Rosh Hashanah is on a Thursday or a Shabbos, the two go together. So therefore we always do Nitzavim Vayelech. Vayelech, if it comes on its own, it's always Shabbos Shuvah. It never has its own Haftorah. It's called Shabbos Shuvah, whatever that one is. Right? If the Ha'azinu is on Shabbos Shuvah, then it gets Shabbos Shuvah. But then Vayelech comes before. So anyway, we always do Nitzavim on Nitzavim Vayelech. And Acharei Mos Kedoshim, well, we have the Haftorah, Havlochim Nechushiyim, and the Halochim Nechushiyim, as far as I can see, gets done every single year. There is no exception. The Haftorah I'm going to do today is the last 9 Pesukim of Sefer Omos. Halochim Nechushiyim, and that is done always when we have Acharei Mos Kedoshim together, and in every year, which is an ordinary year with 12 months, not a leap year, Acharei Mos Kedoshim comes together. And if Achrim Kedoshim is together, it's always Halochim Nechoshim. Whether you call it Achrim Mos or you call it Kedoshim. The fact is, it's always, that's the Haftorah we do. Achrim Kedoshim. No exception. When Achrim Mos and Kedoshim are split, which is every type of leap year, they're going to be split. Six of those, we don't do Halochim Nechoshim. We don't do that on Kedoshim. So six, let's confusing. We will either do it on Achrimos or we'll do it on Kedoshim. We always do it once. And the Haftorah of Kedoshim, whatever it is itself, in some of the Chumashim you will find a Haftorah for Kedoshim from Yechezkel Perek Chof Beis. That particular Haftorah, which is known as the Haftorah of Kedoshim, is only done on one of the seven types of leap year. I've given a talk before, I'm not giving it now, on the way that every single year has got a code to it in three letters. Every single year, there are 14 types of year. Every single one has a code. And of those 14 different types of year, only one out of 14 has Kedoshim on its own, where Halochivnei has been done already in Acharimos and has got its own to be done without a problem. And that is in the year which is called Zayin Ches Gimel. When I say each year has got a code, that means everything about every year you will know. The things that never change. So if I ask you, when is Pesach? You'll say the 15th of Nisan. Is there any exception to that? There's no exception to it. So I don't have to tell you what year it is next year. You'll know that Pesach is on the 15th of Nisan. But if I ask you what day of the week is Pesach going to be next year, as the calendar is at the moment, you need to know more information. There are 4 days of the week Pesach can be. So you'll need to know more information about the year to answer that question. When is Hanukkah going to be? You'll need to know about the year itself. If I give you three letters and tell you what the three letters mean, you can work out every single thing about that year that you won't know already. That's what are called the Kaviyos HaShonah, the fixture of the year. So there's one fixture of the year called Zayin Ches Aleph, and that would be an ordinary year. There's another one called Zayin Ches Gimel, that's one of the leap years. So in both of those you have Zayin Ches. Zayin means that the first day of the year, Rosh Hashanah, is on day Zayin, on Shabbos. If Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, and Ches means Chaseirah, we've got three possibilities every year. Cheshvan and Kislev are the only 2 months that don't have a fixed regular number of days. Nisan always has 30. Iyar always has 29. No exception. Sivan's 30, Tammuz 29, no exception. Cheshvan and Kislev are the only ones that are exceptional. Cheshvan can either be 29 or 30, usually 29. Kislev can either be 29 or 30, usually 30. So you can either have a short year, where they're both 29, a regular year, 29 and 30, or a full year, where they're both 30. So Ches means both of them are 29. It is interesting that when Rosh Hashanah comes on a Monday or on a Shabbos, the year cannot be Kesidron, it can't be regular. If Rosh Hashanah is on a Shabbos, or Rosh Hashanah is on a Monday, then you can't have Cheshvan Kislev 29-30. It's impossible. If Rosh Hashanah is on a Tuesday, you can only have 29-30. You can't have 29s and you can't have 2 of 30. Only when Rosh Hashanah is on a Thursday can you have all of the three possibilities. It's the only one with all three possibilities. So in the type of year, it's interesting, if Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos and they've both got 29, if it's an ordinary year, it's the only time we ever do the Haftorah of Miketz. The Haftorah of Miketz is about the two Zonos who came to Shlomo HaMelech. A baby had died, each one said, it's my baby, no, it's your baby. That was the Haftorah of Miketz. It only comes, the only time we do this, is when Chanukah has, second day of Chanukah is Shabbos, Hanukkah starts Thursday night. And Hanukkah, the second day is Shabbos, it's Vayeshev. And the ninth day, i.e. the day after Hanukkah's finished, is going to be Miketz. It's on the fourth of Teves that year. The third of Teves can never be a Shabbos. So if Hanukkah ends on the third of Teves, it won't end on a Shabbos. If it ends on a Shabbos, it's always the second of Teves. And the simple proof for that is, if the third of Teves would be a Shabbos, then so would the tenth of Teves be a Shabbos. So what's wrong with that? If the tenth of Ta'asorah of Teves falls on Shabbos, you make it Nidcha. One, you've never ever heard of tenth of Teves. It can be a Sunday, but it's never Nidcha on a Sunday. And two, the tenth of Teves, the Pasuk in Yechezkel says about the tenth of Teves, the Etzem Hayom Hazeh, on this day. If the tenth of Teves fell on a Shabbos, we would fast on Shabbos, like Yom Kippur. It's the only other one. If it happened, we'd fast on the Shabbos. And since you can never ever remember it happening, it never does happen. Since the calendar was fixed something like 1700 years ago, Asorah B'Teves has never been a Shabbos. And therefore the third of Teves can't be a Shabbos either. And so, as I said, in a year which starts on a Shabbos, and Cheshvan and Kislev are both 29 days, Miketz is the day after Hanukkah and gets its own Haftorah. In a leap year which is the same thing, a leap year which starts on a Shabbos and has Cheshvan and Kislev 29 days, is the only time when the Haftorah of Kedoshim gets done. Every other one of the six, I said, in a normal, there are seven normal years, Achirim and Kedoshim is together, we do Halochim Nechoshim. And when they're split up, well, Acharimos can be, when they're split up, Acharimos could either be the 12th, 14th, 24th, or 29th of Nisan. Those are the four dates in a leap year that Acharimos can be on its own. When it's the 12th and when it's the 14th, when it's the 12th, well, there are two possibilities. That when it is the 12th, if it could either be Metzorah, Shabbos HaGadol, or it could be Acharimos. It could be either. When it's the 14th, it's Erev Pesach, and it's always Acharimos. So 24th and 29th, if it happens to be, so you see, if we've done a Shabbos HaGadol, if Acharimos is Shabbos HaGadol, then we haven't done Halo Chivnei, we've done Be'or Vol Hashem, so therefore we're going to do it after Pesach. When it comes after Pesach, we will do the one Halo Chivnei. If Acharimos is on the 24th, we'll do Halo Chivnei on Acharimos. And then a week later, Kedoshim is Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. If Acharimos is on the 29th, it's Mocha Chodesh, like last week. So therefore, we do Halochim Neon Kedoshim. Not done. The only time that it ever gets done, only time, is when we have Shabbos HaGadol is the 12th, Pesach's on a Tuesday. If the 12th is Metzorah that year, not Acharimos, it can be either. If it's Metzorah, then on the 26th is Acharimos, and we do Halochim Nechon Shoshim on the 26th, and a week later the 3rd of Iyar. So the only time this can happen is when Kedoshim is on its own on the 3rd of Iyar. And when that happens, we have another Haftorah. As I said, in general, it's accepted. It comes from the 22nd Perek of Yechezkel. Now, when is the last time that happened? 1997. When's the next time it's going to happen? As the calendar is, remember the rule is whenever you are asked a question about what is the date going to be tomorrow, the answer is if Moshiach hasn't yet come. For the past, I can tell you what happened in the past. There's no doubt about the past. But you want to talk about the future, depends whether Moshiach has come or not. The moment Moshiach comes, we will not know when next Rosh Chodesh is in advance. We won't know what next year is going to be. And if you started working for your son's bar mitzvah next year, Moshiach comes, you better go and check up, because it could change at short notice. Right? So, it's Hashem. So as I was telling you, the next time, as it is at the moment, is in 6 years' time, 2024. The other one, Zayin Ches Aleph, where I said Miketz gets done. Last time was 2001, next time is 2021. On average, both of them take place every 20 years or so, once in 20 years. So Miketz gets done. So, not 19 years. No, not, pardon me, it's not 19, it's to do with 20. Nothing to do with 19. Popular mistake that thinks that the calendar is a 19-year calendar. 19-year calendar is only about leap years. That's the only thing it's about. Please don't tell me that your birthday has to be, your 19th birthday has to be on the same day English and Hebrew. It doesn't. Right?
Every 19 years.
It doesn't.
If all the same with the...
With what?
With the...
Only leap years. Yeah. 19 years is only to do with leap years, nothing else. Nothing else, please. Right. Let's get back to the Haftorah today. The Haftorah today, we're talking about Halochim Nechushiyim. This is regarded as the shortest Haftorah in the book. It has only 9 Pesukim in. Yes, we only have 9 Pesukim. Originally, there was a rule to make Haftorah 21 Pesukim, because 21 Pesukim, the same as 7, we had the Haftorahs, because of the lack of Kriyas HaTorah due to persecution. So they would make 21 Pesukim in the Haftorah, 7 times 3. 7 people would have been called up, 3 people, Pesukim minimum per person, 21 Pesukim minimum, Shabbos morning learning. So therefore that's why they made the Haftorah 21. Later on, they scaled them down to fit in with the subject. So today's Haftorah we've got is 9 Pesukim long, it's the shortest in the whole Chumash. And most people know that Roni HaKorah is the Haftorah which we do for Kiseitse, and Roni HaKorah is 10 Pesukim. It's slightly longer, but not in words. Halochiv Ne has got 149, Roni HaKorah has 137. As far as I know, Roni HaKorah is the shortest Haftorah if it comes to words. And Halochiv Ne is the shortest in Pesukim. Let's look at the Pesukim themselves. There are only 9. Halochiv Ne Chushim Atem Le. Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, you are like B'nei Chushim, like the Ethiopians, the children of the Ethiopians. You're compared to them. Halois Yisrael, Halesim Eretz Mitzrayim. Hashem says, I brought Yisrael up from Mitzrayim. Ufilishim Mikaftar, I brought the Pelishtim from Kaftar. Some say Kaftar is Crete, where they came from originally, or they came back from, Va'arom Mikir, and Arom will come back from Kir. Again, has it happened? Will it happen? Mefarshim differ on this. In Rashi, there's Matzudas David talking about this. So Rashi says, we are compared to the Kushim. What is the famous posuk quoted about the Kushim, which comes into the English language as a proverb, posuk in Yirmiyahu Perik Yud Gimel, posuk Chof Gimel, Hayahafoch Kushi Oro V'nomer Chavar Burosov. Can an Ethiopian change the colour of his skin, or a leopard its spots? And that's gone into English. Can a leopard change its spots? It comes from Yirmiyah 13:23. Look it up there, please. I am telling the truth. So, the posuk says, we're compared to the Kushim. They can't change themselves. So you are similar to them. You've done so many averos, says Omos to Klal Yisrael. You can't change yourself either. And he's being sarcastic. Because we know Tshuva can change anything. It's just that difficult the further you've gone down. So we're accustomed to doing evil the same way. And Masudah says the Kushim come from Chom. They've been made in Eved Avodim Yel Echov. It says in Noach, the Chom are going to be servants, are going to be slaves. So therefore you, Klal Yisrael, you are also slaves. But you're slaves to me, says Hashem. You're my servants. Because I took you out of Abdus in Mitzrayim. So therefore I've merely changed you from being slaves to Paro to being slaves to me, Hashem says. You're my servants. And the Matudah says that I left, Hashem says, I left the Plishtim in Kaftor. I left the Aromim in Kir. You I brought back. You are the people I brought back. You are in Golos. You were in Golos in Mitzrayim. Hashem says, I took you out. You are in Golos among the nations. Hashem says, I'm bringing you back. You're different. Other nations have gone into Golos. And what happened to them? Well, Plishtim. Yes, we have Palestinians, but nobody says they're connected to the Plishtim in any way. And all the other nations in the world that have been taken over, have been conquered, they don't exist anymore. And Klal Yisrael, whatever the persecutions we've had, we Baruch Hashem are here every single day. We are here, we continue to exist, whether we are Baruch Hashem in Eretz Yisrael or whether we're in Golos. We know we exist, we know we are a nation. We have a national entity. That's the Pasuk telling us. Hinei, next Pasuk, Hinei Hashem Mamamlocha Chato'o. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the eyes of Hashem are on the sinful kingdom. What's the sinful kingdom? The Radak says the sinful kingdom is Malchus Yisrael, which was when Yerovam and Rechavam split off. When you've got Rechavam being the son of Shlomo HaMelech, and that was the Malchus Yehuda, and Yerovam, but Nevat became the king over the 10 tribes, they're split. They're called the sinful kingdom. They always served Avodah Zorah. There wasn't a single king of Yisrael. There were 20 kings altogether, not a single one of them was called a tzaddik in any way. Every one of them did Avodah Zorah. In the southern kingdom, there were many who did Avodah Zorah. But there were some good ones, as we know. Chizkiyo HaMelech, Yoshio HaMelech. We had good kings. We certainly had good kings. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept us. That when Ashur came into Eretz Yisrael and took away the 10 lost tribes, we believe they will return. There's no doubt about it. We're told there are 12 Shavuotim, and even though the 10 have disappeared for 2,500 years, and we don't know for sure whether the Ethiopians, whoever, the Jewish people in different places in India, there are various traditions that they are actually Jewish, whether they are halachically Jewish, they will come back. When Moshiach comes, they will all come back. But the Pasuk says here, Kilo Ashmed es Beis Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will not destroy Beis Yaakov. They will be to come back, but as the Radak says here, what will happen, there will never be another king from the 10 Shavuotim. All the kings will come from Yehuda, but they're not, never anymore. They had kings, it tried out, it would have worked, but it didn't work. And because it didn't, they've lost it completely. There will never be any kind of king from the 10 Shavuotim. Next pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to command, I will shake, I will scatter, the house of Israel among the nations, as you shake things in a sieve, and not a single stone falls to the ground. A sieve has got holes. The fine dust, the dirt, will be shaken off. But anything which is big, anything which is coarse, will stay in. And Rashi says the fine bran falls through the holes in the sieve, but not the coarse bran. However much you shake it, the coarse bran will stay there. So the Hashem will scatter us among the goyim, and nobody will be missing. The real Rishoyim will have fallen out a long time ago. And we're told that the Radak says, how he learns this, he says, when wheat is sifted, the dirt falls to the ground, but any stones that are there will stay in the sieve. When Hashem sends us into Golos, then the Rishoyim, who don't do Teshuvah, will fall away, they will die, and they will not come back, Tchias HaMesim, when Moshiach comes. But everybody who is alive today, Moshiach comes, everybody, good and bad people alive today, as well as anybody who was a tzaddik and kept Torah or mitzvahs or did teshuvah before they died, any time in past history, they will have tchias hamesim and they will come back to see the geula shleima im yetzah Hashem. That's how the Radak explains the pasuk. The next pasuk says, "Bacherib yomusa kogaloi mitchatoyami." All the sinful people will die, will be killed by the sword. The ones who say, "Ha'omer lo sagish v'sakdim adeinu horo'ah," the evil's not going to happen to us. We're okay. There were people even in the first base Amidah towards the end, when after Golus Yechonia, after the first Golus, 11 years before the Churban, the first Golus had gone to Bovel already. And there were those who were saying, "We're okay. We haven't gone to Bovel, we're going to stay in Eretz Yisrael, and all the others will come back, we're going to be safe." And they weren't. As we know, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the vast majority of the Klal Yisrael, large numbers were killed, the vast majority were taken into Bovel, the poorest of the poor were left in Eretz Yisrael under Gedaliah. Gedaliah was appointed by Nebuchadnezzar, Gedaliah was a tzaddik, but unfortunately Gedaliah was assassinated 2 months later on Rosh Hashanah, and after that every single person, everybody, left. Yirmiyahu HaNovi told them not to go, but they went. There's a machlokas whether Yirmiyahu HaNovi went with them to Mitzrayim, or whether, because Mitzrayim was not yet under the control of the Babylonian Empire. It was the question, did Yirmiyahu go with them, or did he go on his own to Bovel? But Yirmiyahu HaNovi himself left Eretz Yisrael. And that was the only time in Jewish history since Yehoshua. There were 52 years. There wasn't a single Jewish man or woman or child in Eretz Yisrael for 52 years. And not since then, since the beginning of the Bayis Sheni, there has never been a day without Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael. After the Roman persecution, they were hidden there. And after all the various persecutions, and the Sanhedrin didn't have one, they were still hidden there. When the Ramban came to Eretz Yisrael in 1267, I think he said he couldn't find a minyan in Yerushalayim. If you couldn't find a minyan, it means he was there, and there were other hidden there. But there have always been people there, except the time after the Bais Rishon was destroyed and Gedaliah was assassinated. There was the only time in Jewish history since Yehoshua that Eretz Yisrael has been without Yidden. Next pasuk says, Vayomahu, Okim, on that day I will set up, raise up, Es Sukkas David Hanofeles. Fascinating pasuk. We all know, Rachmoni, Okim, Es Sukkas David Hanofeles, which we say on either, some say the whole of Sukkot, some say only on Chol HaMoed, different reasons for that. But it's interesting, the people who are grammatical, and in the Sidurim HaYirachamon, who Yochim HaSukkot David HaNofoles, end of a posuk, or in Esnachtos HaNofoles, in here, in almost where the posuk comes from, it does not say HaNofoles, which is for a pausal form, where there's a pause, it says HaNofeles. I was thinking about that. Why? I tell people, I know that in Sidurim it says Hanofoles, but it's wrong, because it's based on the posuk, and the posuk doesn't say that. You can't make a tefillah based on a posuk, and the posuk doesn't read that way. So it says the house, the sukkah of David. What is the sukkah of David? Poshup shat, it means the Beis Hamikdash. That's poshup shat. But you find that other Mephoshim say, it doesn't not talking about, so the Radak says, it's talking about the Malchus based David. That is the sukkah. What's a sukkah? A sukkah provides shelter. And when we had a Malchus of Tzadikim, who were looking after Eretz Yisrael, everybody there had shelter under them. Everybody was safe. And that is the sukkah's David. What's this Hanofeles? What does it mean? Hanofeles, which is falling. We have a word. In grammar, we talk about nofel is a past participle. Nofel means fallen. No fail, falling. You know in Megillas Esther, where Achashverosh got angry and Esther said, Homon or Ozer, Ishya, the man who wants to destroy Klal Yisrael, is Homon or Ozer, this evil Homon. And the king, Homon was scared, and Achashverosh went out for a walk in the garden, and he saw the trees being chopped down, the Malachim chopping down the trees. Who told you to do that? Homon did. And he went in a furious temper. V'homon no fail. And Homon, well, whatever it means, al hamita asher esther aleho. Homon, to translate it literally, it doesn't say Homon had fallen. It was Homon no fail. Homon was falling. What do you mean he was falling? Is that he had literally, the Malach had pushed him on top of the bed, on the couch where Esther was sitting. It wasn't a bed, it was a couch. So Esther was sitting on it, and Haman had fallen onto it, and every time he tried to push himself upwards, the Malach pushed him down again. He was continually falling. As he tried to go up, he was falling, and that's what Achashverosh saw. Gam lichmosh es ha-malko imi ba-boyis. You want to rape the queen with me in the house? Yeah, and they said, right, kill him. Tlu Olav. Right, heard that he made a gallows for Mordechai, go and hang him. And that was it. Within minutes, Haman was dead. Yeah, still think about it. The Shulchan Aruch says on the 16th of Nisan, second day of Pesach, to eat something special, anything special on the second day of Pesach, as a Se'udah, because it's Haman's Yahrzeit. That was the day Haman was killed. And Shulchan Aruch says, we should eat something special extra in order to celebrate that Haman was killed on the second day of Pesach. Right? But what does it mean, this word, no fail? He was falling, not no fool. A human being has got a life. While he's alive, you can't say he's fallen. Because a human being who is alive can always get up. However far you've gone down, it's up to you to try and push yourself up. We never have a state where I have fallen, I cannot get up again. Right? So therefore, no fail, a human being is always going to try and raise himself and not go down again. But if he gets pushed down, he can't help it. Just try again. Right? How many times can you fall? Keep going up. Sukkas David Hanofeles. The same word is used. It's Sukkas David. Even though We are pushed down by the Goyim. Even though they take away our country, they take away our malchus, they take away our power, they take away our ability. Do we allow that to affect us? We're no felles. We may be falling, but we're not fallen. We are always going to try and raise ourselves up again. And that's why it's called Sukkah Stovet Hano Felles, not Sukkah Stovet Hano Fulo. We have the ability to push ourselves up wherever we go down to. We can always try and push ourselves up. And that's how we've been. We haven't had Malchus for the last 2,500 years. Even in the second bias, the Chashmonoim, who were not from Beis Yehuda. They were not the right kings. The great criticism. But we've always had an ability to try and do the right thing. Wherever we are, we always keep going. We can have bad people around, but the good ones will try and push to make things better the whole time. And that's what will happen at Okim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us up and leave us up forever. The Godartia Spirit say, Hey, Hashem says, I will repair the breaches in them. Harisos of Okim, I will take the ruins and build up the ruins of Nisio, build it Kimeolom, as in former times. That will happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will repair all the problems among the people. Yes, we can talk about building houses. Building houses is easy. The house doesn't stop you building it. Repairing relationships between people is difficult. In the same way, they all have their own Yetzirah. We all want to do our own thing. So the Pasuk Reduk says that what it says, when Nisio Kimeonim, I'll build them up. I'll repair the problems with the people. The Moshiach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will send to bring Shalom among Klal Yisrael. All the problems went among us. And this will be repaired. And we will go as one nation back to Eretz Yisrael. Next Pasuk, Yud Beis. Says Lema'an Yirushu Eseris Edom Mechol Agoyim. They will inherit what's left of Edom and all the nations. Asheik Nikrosh Mi'alehem. The Rashi says on that, what's going on? Take the Pasuk in a different order. Lema'an Yirushu. In order they will inherit. Who will inherit? Yisrael will inherit. Who are Yisrael? Asheik Nikrosh Mi'alehem. Yisrael are the people. Hashem's name lives on us. We're known as Beis Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael. That's what we are. The we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. And we will inherit She'eris Edom, V'chol HaGoyim. What's left of the Goyim around, the good Goyim will be around, but all their Malchus, all their dynasties, everything around will be destroyed. So it's the Mefarshim say, little bit of a problem, because in Ovadia, which is all about Edom, Pasuk says, at the end of Ovadia, in Pasuk Yud Ches, there's only one perek in Ovadia. It says, "Velo yiyah sorid leveis Esav." There won't be a sorid. So sorid means survivors. There won't be any survivors of Esav left. And here it says, "We'll take the she'eris, the remnants." Remnant means there are survivors. So it seems the foreign Mefarshim say on that. So they're talking about that. Reduk says here, what's going to happen? He asks the question. He says that who will be left? Esav and Esav descendants will not be left. Yes, if some of them are converted, very nice, they're Jewish. But Esav will not have anything left. But their land, some of their land that they had, we will take over, will become part of our land, we will own it, and some of it will be left in ruins so that the world can see these were the people who attacked Klal Yisrael. These were the people who did what they did to us, and we'll leave it in ruins. And then the mice about the Ponovitch Harov, Zechatan Livrocha in Rome. And he wanted especially to go and see the Arch of Titus. He especially wanted to see it. And he came to talk to the Arch and said, "Yeah, Titus, you Rosha, this is what you wanted to do to Klal Yisrael. What have you got left? We are here. I've got a yeshiva in Ponovitch and people are sitting learning Torah all day and all night. Well, what have you got left?" So in other words, let's say the whole of the world of Esav will be destroyed, will leave up the Arch of Titus in Rome so they can say, this is all that's left of an army, of an enemy, a whole nation that wants to destroy Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael and the Malchus of Yisrael will take over the world, will show the world what Torah mitzvahs is, because we're not showing how great we are, we're showing that we're here to serve the Rabbonu Shalom, and that's the important thing in the world. And the Haftorah ends with three psukim, which are totally about Yemos HaMoshiach. Beautiful. The three psukim tell us, like we know in Bechukosai, where it says the brachas that will come to Eretz Yisrael, that what Hisig Lochem Daish Es Botzir, Uvotzi Yatsir Ezorah, it's Ezorah, it says in the pasuk in Bechukosai, that the threshing and the vintage, they'll all intermix with one another. A farmer will not have a spare moment in the year. When he's doing the harvesting, he'll carry on doing the harvesting right through to the time it starts to sow the seeds and plough the land. And he'll be ploughing and sowing and ploughing and sowing till the time of the harvest. And there'll be more harvest. And the first ones that he's sowed will be grown fully by then. By the time he's finished sowing all his seeds over the winter, he'll be able to start it. He'll be able to harvest it straight away. There will never be a time in the year when there'll be nothing to do, because I planted what needs to be planted, I've got to wait a few months till it grows. Or I finished all the harvesting, and I've got a few months off. There'll be no time off, says the Pasuk. V'nigash chorish bakot bakotzer, the ploughman will meet the harvester, v'dorech hanovim moshe chazorah, and the person who's pressing the grapes will continue pressing the grapes right through the time to plant the seeds for the new grapes. V'hitifu heorim osis, and the mountains will drip osis. Osis is translated as sweet wine. On the word osis, Rashi says sweet wine. The Radak says osis comes from to crush. Ayin samach samach is to crush or to tread on something, and it's going to be to crush it and to make the wine out of it. And the v'chol hagavoos tismo gagno, and all the hills will tismo gagno, will either will split or will melt. And the Radak says that there will be so many sheep on the mountains of Eretz Yisrael, and there will be dripping milk, Eretz Zovas Cholov Udvash, flowing with milk and honey. With the honey, we know, the honey doesn't come from bees, the honey is date honey. You put the dates of the figs into barrels, and with the heat, they exude the moisture and turn it to honey, and it will be spilling over the end of the barrel, right over the land. And the same thing on the mountains. On the mountains, you'll have sheep covering them, and the sheep will have so much milk, the milk will drip, and the mountains will turn white. It will literally look like the mountains are melting. That's the post of Cholagvos, Tismo Gagna, all the hills will melt. V'shavtiyah shvus ami Yisrael, says the next pasuk. Hashem says, I will bring back all the exiles, the captivity of the Klal Yisrael. Uvonu, they will build Orim Neshamos. They'll build the desolate cities, V'yoshobu, and they'll live in them. So we will rebuild cities that were in Eretz Yisrael. You go through all the cities in Yoshua that they had in the land, and what did Eretz Yisrael look like? All the people who went to Eretz Yisrael, the Goyim who went in the 19th century, a land which was a desert. And that land, you can't believe it. Even now, Mashiach is not here yet. You can see what's been done to the land. How beautiful the land is. How much they made grow from it. And that's before Mashiach. When Mashiach comes, the whole land will be a fertile land. Everywhere. There'll be plenty of ground, plenty of land, plenty of things growing. And the cities, every single city that was there and destroyed in history, every one will be built up again. And people will live there. The whole of Eretz Yisrael will be beautifully cultivated. V'not ucharomim, they will plant vineyards for Shosu Es Yenom and drink their wine. Vosu ganos, they'll make gardens. V'ochlu Es Priam, they'll eat their produce. Up till now, we had a time in history when Klal Yisrael planted and the Goyim came in and pushed us back and took all the food that we planted. And this will never happen again, the Mefarshim say. What we grow in Eretz Yisrael will be for us. And finally, untatim al admosom, I will plant them on their land. V'lo yinosashu od. And Klal Yisrael will never, ever be uprooted. Will never be taken away for dore doros. We're told the Moshiach, v'zaro v'zera zaro. It seems to be from the psukim in other places, Moshiach is not going to live forever. Moshiach will be the king. Moshiach will die. He will be replaced by his son, by his grandson, and this will continue. Malchus Yisrael will continue. As long as HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the world going, I don't know how long that will go on for, but the Malchus will continue. Shalom will continue in the world. There will only be the Malchus of David HaMelech's descendants. They will be there. And Klal Yisrael will never, ever face an enemy again. They'll never be taken away from Eretz Yisrael again. They'll be able to stay there. They won't be uprooted, Me'al Amos. Hasson from their land, Asher Nosati Lohem, which Hashem says, I have given to them, Omar Hashem Elokecha, Hashem, your God, the your God, the your, the last letter is the Chof. Hashem Elokecha, Hashem is your God, that Klal Yisrael will each identify with HaKadosh Baruch Hu being my God. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there to look after me, and I feel the closeness. Mi'etz Hashem, Merv Yomein Omein. Amen.